Blog Talk Radio.
Never violate the codes of the streets, and I would never make a promise that I know I couldn't keep, and I would never testify, cop out for a plea, or surrender information on my boys to the police, and you could never catch me on the block without a strap, and I would never pull it out unless I'm out to black, and I could never forget my homies dying for their scratch, forever pouring out liquor for them, God to the back, and I would.
in the griddle in the middle like Moni. You phony cause your style's baloney, but I rock with no filler. Ain't a girl in Cielo putting rappers on ice and lock the bodies in the chiller. The way you fuck the death, I'll chuck nasty sound like throw up, blow up, then go nuts like a lady ninja killer. I feel you deep beneath the surface. It's the rage from Paige, I heat it up like a furnace. My steel got smoke, check the gamma ray from the She-Hulk. Stomping through your territory, new rap female category winner. And your style gets played out like the spinners. Not a soprano, I alto, the rage is a tenor. My voice is just right, I bust hypodermic to get in the mind's eye. Making you hip-hop junkies wanna fly like eagles. My style short but cathedral steeples. Showing and proving even a lady can be diesel. So I break a breaker, you best keep on trucking. And roll over that chicken shit to plucking. You're stuck in, stupid, you doofus. I'm rhyming so hard, I'm knocking out your toothin. A teaser, believe this shit, butthead just get played out like Beavis. Receive it, it's sure, lyrical murder, but still rocking on.
Rock on, rock on. The lady you raised, lyrical murderer, the baddest lyricist.
Now I'm an explosive vocalist, make you readjust the focus. No hocus pocus, no bogus, I'm the dopest. Lyrically the locust, what? It's so copacetic.
Robin Allen, a.k.a. the Lady of Rage. They said, y'all can't stop. Lock and load. Again, you know what I'm saying? Take a breather. Take a pause for the calls. Holler out those front doors, the back windows, you know what I'm saying? And let them know, again, once again, is on. We, this week, we are not filming. We are not broadcasting from Intellectual Radio. We will be back there next week. Like, again, we are right here at the historic Hampton House. We are at the historical Hampton House, the house in which Chairman Fred Hampton grew up in before he was the chairman. It's the house, you know what I'm saying, again, where the federal government called for a wiretap to be placed on that that young man's telephone. You know what I'm saying? Real talk. So again, if y'all can, get locked and loaded, feel free to call in, 929-477-3785, 929-477-3785. Then press 1 to be in, 929-477-3785. Then press 1 to get in. That's what it is, y'all. We've been moving and grooving. We got back in, and we just got back in Houston, Texas. You know what I'm saying? We, again, continue public community condolences to our co-host, your co-host, Robin Allen, a.k.a. Lady Rays, in regards to her father. A good show out, you know, show up, you know what I'm saying, presentation, statements, love was there, you did. Also, we see the time, get a touchdown with the Reloaded Podcast. Again, Reloaded Podcast. Willie D and Face of the Ghetto Boys, you did. And it was a, for those who don't know, Bushwick is no longer physically here, you know what I'm saying, but it was a good, I don't know when that's going to be aired. We keep y'all posted. And if you're listening, Willie D and Face, I know, again, we reiterate, you got to be in Chicago December the 4th. You got to see y'all December the 4th. We're talking about what's happening December the 4th. We're going to be doing some powerful interviews December the 1st up, you know what I'm saying, the build up, the preliminary hearings, you know what I'm saying, December the 1st. We're going to be talking about the ongoing work, you know what I'm saying, the Rainbow Coalition, you know what I'm saying. We're going to talk about the work that the Black Panther Party Cubs have been doing with the Tiny House Warriors. Young Lord, Noel Young Lord's others, you know what I'm saying? We're going to be talking about what's going down in regards to updates to Hampton House and so many other campaigns we've been engaged in. All the day we'll be talking about what's happening. What is happening in Hampton, Indiana? For those who are outside the Midwest, everybody be saying, you know, Hampton, is that it? You know what I'm saying? Many people hear about the Midwest, you know what I'm saying? Gary, Indiana, so on and so forth. Hampton, right next door. You know what I'm saying? It's microcosm, again, microcosm to the school situation. You know, we say the climate, the coronavirus is capitalism on steroids. It was capitalism on steroids. In other words, it's more intensified contradictions and conditions that we've been subjected to. You know, for quite some time, we've been, you know, y'all have seen us on the battlefield with issues such as Renaissance 2010, you know, which basically was we really exposed around 2006 when the Daley administration in Chicago, deals they had made to, you know what I'm saying, to set up and really shut some of these schools down, you know what I'm saying, and without any process, you know what I'm saying, bringing these, you know, for article purposes, packing these things together on top of each other over and over. And you see contradictions with the race contradictions, such as you've seen come to a hit at Crane High School on the West Side, the Becky Mahee College children. We've seen class contradictions, you know what I'm saying, with the students, with the children. The military academy was placed in Argyle Gardens, and children were thinking about it at school. Parents and grandparents, father had a school in Argyle Gardens, south suburbs, and those children were thinking about Argyle Gardens and packed those school finger. And you've seen the infamous case of Darian Albert, the results of it. You know, this is a trickle-down dynamic when people just say, well, you know, they can act, draw the correlation to school in Chicago when Chicago public schools have, under the tenure of Rahm Emanuel, have made American history. They broke all the people's, they shut down 50 public schools at one time. And the trickle-down impact, you know, what happens. And we took, you know what I'm saying, you hear different terms, different euphemisms, school closings and, you know, better education, charter schools, so on and so forth. What are the results? What are the results? What are some of the results that we're going to be talking about? That what's happening? What's some of the blatant, brutal conflict that, you know what I'm saying, that our people are subjected to? What's, again, what's happening in Hammond, Indiana? So with that being said, y'all, you know what I'm saying, do what it do. Get locked and loaded. Take your seatbelts up. If you said tripping, if you have an issue going on the west side of town, the south side, if you have an issue we're talking about what's happening in Africa, or if you don't want to talk about what's happening in Attica Penitentiary, or you want to cross certain borders, this may be not the place for you because we ride. You know what I'm saying? Again, take your seatbelts off. That's what it is. Let's get straight into it. Y'all get your phones, your iPads, whatever, your notes, you know what I'm saying? Take notes, what's going down, you know, some call-in numbers, what we got to do. We don't only just talk about the issues and contradictions. Talk about how we can deal with them, because we're not just here to engage in what Chairman Freer referred to as a whole bunch of intellectual masturbation. You know what I'm saying? We here to say, heighten the contradiction. You know what I'm saying? And see how we can move forward and address these contradictions. With that being said, let's move forward. So, Conrad, we have new callers in queue.
Bring them all, Brother Chairman. We have Pastor David in queue, as well as Sister Mandy, and there are other callers I have to get to. That's with them.
Right on. Welcome. Welcome to Free Them All Radio.
God bless you, Chairman Fred. Free them all. I'm certainly glad that
God bless
you know. Yeah, I'm certainly glad that you took the time out of your busy schedule to address an issue that is really mind-boggling to me, and it hit close to home on last Wednesday when my granddaughter. Well, first let me start by this. My daughter saw something on Facebook stating that they were going to jump on my granddaughter. Her name is Janiah Cofield on the school bus. So with that being said, she called herself off shooting it. So she went to Henry. Let me get the name correct because I want to tell you. The name of the school is Henry W. Eggers Middle School. That's in Hammond, Indiana. So she went inside and she alerted, I guess, the parties that be about what was going to occur. So that was the day before. So on the next day, I think by her maybe giving them a heads up that she probably thought in her mind that they was going to look into this matter. Well, that didn't happen because when she took my granddaughter to school. And once she took her to school, she took her in at 7 o'clock, and because she started at 7 o'clock. By 7:30, they was calling her back that her daughter got jumped on. And I sent you the tape. You know, I sent it to you.
Yeah.
And what I don't like about the fact is that even with her telling them in advance, they put nothing in place. They put nothing in place. So my granddaughter is now fighting five girls. And if you saw the tape, you saw how horrific it was, how, you know, she's on the ground and they're kicking. I mean, Chairman, I mean, you know, that was really like a gang attack on my granddaughter. And, you know, and she held her own. She held her own. God bless her soul. But it didn't have to be like that because if they had to do what they needed to do in place, it wouldn't
it
happen that
like
way.
That.
You know. And then on top
it
of that,
be like that. Yeah.
No, it shouldn't be like that. And I thank God that, you know, that when I called you, that you were able to, you know, to listen to my story because too many, and I'm not just calling on behalf of Janiah Cofield. I'm calling on behalf of a whole lot of little girls that don't have nobody. A whole lot of little girls that and boys that go home in fear. And, you know, our children are so traumatized that sometimes they commit suicide. Because they feel that they're being bullied to a point that they have nobody to hear. But thank God for you, my brother. And thank God for the people who listen tonight. Because if your kids are going to school and you going to school thinking that they're going to be protected, well, I stop by to tell you that they're not. So my daughter right now, I hope she's on the line, because she's a little perturbed at the fact that there was a meeting with the principal. And my daughter was not even invited into the meeting. She talked to the parents, but she didn't tell my daughter about what the outcome was. So there's some things in place, and, you know, and you and I will be talking about them. But, you know, my daughter's name is Tiffany Germany, and she is a single parent who's doing the best she can to provide an adequate education and safety for her children. Thank God that she has a dad. Thank God that she has a support system, grandmothers who love and care about her. But, Chairman, this ain't just about Janiyah. It's about all of them.
That's Dave. This airwave is always open to you, people. You know what I'm saying? Again, she should not deal with the situation. You know, she going to school, not a boxing match or, you know what I'm saying, or martial arts, you know what I'm saying, arena, you know what I'm saying. I did see the video. It's tragic. You know, you definitely get exposed, you got to deal with it. How old is your granddaughter, Janiyah Cofield?
Janiyah is 13.
13 years old.
No, Janiyah 13, okay. but Janiyah is not fast. She's not wild, you know. And these young ladies, one of the things that they posted on Facebook, that her mama was strict, that she don't have a boyfriend, and they said a lot of things, you know, that make her feel like, you know, that you need to be loose in order to be included, you know. And that's not the way she's raised. I mean, she's in the Girl Scouts. She's a member of Bishop Brazier's church. And she has a different disposition when it comes time to life. You know, I mean, she's young and gifted. She's not young and loose, you know. And we haven't raised her to be exposed to these type of characteristics. And now to go to school and try to get an education, and now she has to be in fear. I understand that these girls only got suspended for, I think, 3 or 4 days. They're supposed to come back to school tomorrow. So who in the hell knows what's going to happen after tomorrow? You know, and then my daughter and my granddaughter, something happens to her, then they've been saying, I'm sorry. So that can't happen.
That was the administration convened a meeting with the parents, but Janiyah's mother, she wasn't called to the meeting?
No, she was not. And she still doesn't know the disposition of it. Thank God that I was interested, and thank God that as her father, that I got involved, and the principal could call me. You know, I mean, and maybe the title pastor means something, but I don't want the title pastor to stop other little girls who will. And let's be honest with you. There are a lot of things happen to black children, and pastors don't even get involved because it's not their child. But I'm speaking on behalf of the sheep, you know, and I'm concerned about the sheep. I'm not concerned about Janiyah. And my daughter took the same position. She said, because, I mean, there's a lot of little girls that don't have nobody to speak up for them. So my daughter and I, we've collaborated to take a stance against this injustice.
So your daughter, Tiffany?
Yeah, Tiffany Germany.
Okay, feel free to also, if you want to jump in, if you want to call in, she can feel free to jump in also.
Okay, I don't know if she's on the line. You can check, you know. You can check to see, because I know there are so many people who are calling in because they really, you know, they're appalled about what happened, you know. And I'm pretty sure that Tiffany, I mean, you can check to see if she's on your call log, but I'm sure she is.
Sister Conrad, we have another calling you, and also you can hear us, Tiffany. Make sure you press 1 to be brought in. Anybody on the call in, make sure y'all press 1 to be brought in. So, Comrade Death, we get any callers in queue? Okay. Let me say this until we get other callers in. You know, peer pressure is one thing. You know. You know, with people, children play the dozens on you, you know, you joking, cracks on and so forth. And I think a lot of times, similar to like issues, when people talk about the drug issues in our community, a lot of us are outdated. A lot of an understanding of what's going on in our community. A lot of people still think when you say drug issues, it's a case of, you know, say, a marijuana joint, a joint or something like that, you know. As opposed to the serious chemical biological warfare, the Molly, the Percocet, so on and so forth, the type of drugs is in our community. Peer pressure, you know, cats joke on you about, you know, your pants, blood, you know, those, man, it's serious business out here now, you know what I'm saying? Like, it's not, it's like there's no breather from it. It's not just going inside the school. It's interconnected. I think it should be noted. You're talking about the bus ride there, the social media, the impact on it, the whole. So this is this really, they talk about in Egypt how the role of social media played with kicking off uprisings and so forth throughout Africa. So these are adults. How the government has utilized social media to instigate certain dynamics. And I can't count how many funerals I spoke at. And, you know, and the root cause of it was, people said, man, it was just about a person didn't press the like button, or, they didn't like their page or the impact of social media. Even outside the arena with these youngsters, it's like in a progressive community, it was, I'm talking about the Black Panther Party codes in particular. We have been subjected to, the dynamics of social media, which have had real deal repercussions. I'm saying this to say, we may say, kids will be kids, children will be children. This is the whole, we're talking about the type of propaganda, the social media. It's a whole different stage of the game. So a lot of people have to try to play catch up. So you look at these games, these Grand Theft Autos. This ain't the Atari game. This ain't the setup where you press the bullets or you hit the tennis ball. They got some Grand Theft Auto games that are so detailed, they take you through the streets of Chicago. It shows you details of drive-bys, jumping out, names of streets, name of street organization. You go through some of these trap houses. These guys for a place for cats be hanging out hustling. They got these goggles. These young cats be wearing. Literally sitting up there. They say the graphics or the details of the sex scene are so detailed. Cats sit there and just ejaculate all day watching through these goggles. They say it's just so real that they don't even want to see no real person, no real woman. So I wanted to preface with that. Come up out your bubbles. Come up out your bubbles, y'all. I know how it goes. I was a child, we had that, and we hear terms like bullying and when it comes from another perspective, another community, it devalues, it makes the contradiction elementary. Like, oh yeah, stop bullying, or like the crack cocaine problem in our community. Nancy Reagan, say no to drugs. It devalues the dynamics of what's going down here. You know what I'm saying? First we want to kick the dough in and say, listen, let's be very clear, what we talking about. This is a whole that you're talking about. Yes, indeed. Real talk. The discussion with men on Facebook. This is a climate where a lot of children, the age, they haven't even seen reality. A lot of them casting, they really believe they can press, they can shoot somebody, kill somebody, then press restart and back in. So that's kind of see that mindset we're dealing with. Yes, go ahead, Pastor.
Let me say this. And one of the things when my daughter spoke to one of the officers, and they said to her, well, since she didn't get her something dangerous happened to her, that what we want to do is, we'll just make a report. They said, now, if she had to get something broken or something bad like that, then the school would get involved. But right now, it's just a fight. So my daughter said, it happened, so there's nothing can be done. They said because the juvenile system in Indiana doesn't consider that anything blatant. They just consider it, and let's be honest, there's some niggas fighting. Okay? But mm-hmm. I don't believe that that had been a white girl, mm-hmm. that they would have taken that same. I don't think it would have been a white girl. The things would have happened like that. I believe that the white girl, that the bus and everybody would be held, would be held accountable. But because it's a young black girl, with the other black girls, let's just call it like it is. It's just some nigga shit.
And I don't feel that.
You know what I'm saying? You know, I mean, and you know, based on being a part of the struggle, is that even you have to intervene with our people and say, hey, listen, we're not going to accept this. You know, this is not acceptable. You know, so I thank you again, and I thank you from the bottom of my heart for being a part of this change, because we need to question, well, why is the juvenile system so lax? Why is the school superintendent not engaged in this? The teachers out there talking about they would rather work in Crown Point because the pay is better. So are we talking about money or are we talking about education?
They say Crown Point, for listeners outside the Midwest area, Crown Point, what is that? That's the white area?
Yeah, most definitely. Right. She's your Crown Point in Indiana. It's white.
Yes. Yes.
You know? So they said that they would go to another school where the pay is better because they feel like they're getting less pay and they don't feel like they're getting enough money for being bothered with the kids that's there. So it's not really about education, it's about money. And the teachers are complaining because why should we be over here getting less pay working with the other ethnicity when we can go to the white school and get the right money and not have half the bullshit that happened?
Yeah.
I mean, does that sound like what that is to you?
Ain't no doubt about it. No doubt about it. That's exactly what they're saying. And some people may be thinking like, well, you know, back in the old days, we would go meet with the parents and sit down and discuss these issues. But I mentioned in the introduction of the program, I talked about things like Renaissance 2010. And the deal is like even how these schools have been, you know, systematically shut down and children, you know, from different communities packed on top of each other. And Hammond, Indiana is not dismissed from that reality. You know what I'm saying? That's also, it's like a recipe for destruction. You know what I'm saying? Overnight, you know, you know what I'm saying? All the dynamics of gentrification, which we call land grab, school closings. You go, you know what I'm saying? You go to school, it's literally a whole new group of people there. You know what I'm saying? It's not a community. Your parent don't know nobody else's parent. You know what I'm saying? Don't know what's who. I talked to several students at the school, you know, people, parents at school, and it's the microcosm of our community. It's so disconnected and detached from each other. It's like, you know, we grew up, if a fight was in school, even regardless of what grade level they were in, everyone knew about it. You know what I'm saying? It's so detached, other students don't even know about what's going on inside the school. And, you know, it's ain't no sense of no community, none of that. But we want to make sure we want to get some numbers. We want to get some call-ins. We want to shed some light on this, you know what I'm saying, to the administration. You got to be, you know what I'm saying, some open up. Off the top of my head, I'm thinking, like, doors open. I'm supposed to be going to speak to some children from DCFS next week, Department of Children and Family Service. You know what I'm saying? I'm supposed to speak to them. And the deal is, anybody gonna save us but us? We got to deal with these contradictions. And again, as you said, has it been a white student? There's no doubt about it. You know, so we've seen the results with Sandy Hook, Connecticut, when those white children were shot. How, you know what I'm saying, the president of the United States, he cried on national TV.
Yes, yes.
We're not going to continue to be treated with Rodney Dangerfield of all races. And I recall one brother asked me one time, he said, Chairman, what animal do our people remind you of? So, of course, I said, man, you know, would you be the panther, elephant, you know what I'm saying, lion? He said, Chairman, the rabbit is the only animal that leaves its young out to be attacked. And it hurt me when he said it. It cut me when he said it. I feel so. So I feel our babies, our children, everything is political. We fight with people in general, you know what I'm saying? But it's a statement. So people feel comfortable that, again, I'm not just talking about the other children. Behavior is affected by consequences. Every child in our community, they see the type of music we give it. They see at a slumlord shoot up, at a foreign merchant shoot up, type of music, and also at a school shoot up. So we want to, you know what I'm saying, we want to up the ante and say, man, this can't happen, not on our watch.
Free them all, Chairman.
Well, not on our watch. Welcome to Free Them All Radio.
Free them all, free them all. This is Marcus.
I
was calling in. I have a daughter that attends the actual same school, and I drove to the school to actually go and pick my daughter up one day, and there were kids outside throwing water bottles into crowded areas of students, like full water bottles, and they were just throwing them in the air. And I pull up, and I'm looking for my daughter to come out to school, but I'm seeing some kids just throwing full water bottles in crowded areas of students. And I'm thinking to myself, all these parents are sitting out here waiting on their kids, and Lord forbid the wrong kid get hit in the face with a water bottle, then they respond, the kids respond, the parents respond, and I'm looking outside and there were no teachers outside. There was not one teacher or adult outside other than the parents all sitting in our car. So I said something to the young man, but then I made a point of actually going into the school the next day to talk to the principal about it, and she said she was aware she had the young man on video and that she dealt with him. But, you know, my take on it all is that, you know, the reality is that, you know, it's so many different layers to this. And, you know, I went to parent-teacher conferences, and I saw very few parents in the schools. You know, very few parents came to the parent-teacher conferences. I guess a lot of them probably did it virtually. But I wanted to go up there and actually meet my child's teachers. And in doing so, I learned from the teachers a lot about what was going on, you know, and what and with the administration, all of those things. And so this fight, this particular fight, I'm wondering, it made me curious as to whether or not there's been more like it. Because I actually asked my daughter about it, and she said she didn't even hear about a fight at the school. So I'm wondering if there have been other fights that maybe get swept under the rug, and, you know, that if they deal with it quietly, then it's not a big deal, you know. And, to me, it's just breeding ground. You know, I'm concerned about what happens in the springtime. But the one thing I know is that it's not an isolated incident. It's not an isolated situation because, you know, I actually, like months ago, posted something talking about how this reminded me of the situation that was from the school over by the garden. What's the young man's name?
Darian Albert.
It reminded me of that situation because when I saw all the schools closed down in Hammond, I realized that these schools was rivals to each other. You know, a lot of these schools that they closed down, they're rivals. The students don't like each other. The parents don't like each other. You know, it's a class piece, a class contradiction, along with rivalry. You know, the rivalry thing is present there. So when they shut the schools down and force all of the seventh and eighth graders into the same school, you know, and they're commuting from a far distance, so that's not even their neighborhood. You know, it's just concerning, but it's common, and it reminded me of that because the first week of school at the new school they opened in Hammond, they had a shooting. I believe it was the first day there was a shooting. So I can see what's on the horizon for the spring.
You said the first day was the shooting.
I believe it was the first day. The first day of school at the New Hammond High School, there was a shooting. Because they closed a lot of schools and they combined all these schools, And these kids don't like each other. I go and work out with these kids. I play basketball with these kids. They don't like each other. But this is not an uncommon thing. This is something that seems like it seems to be a pattern of what happens when these schools get closed down. You know, and it's just, it was okay.
The markers are passed. One, what's the race dynamic at this school, and also how far is Hammond away from Chicago?
Marcus might can speak to the race dynamics, but it's actually probably, I don't know, maybe 20 minutes. Would you say, Marcus, 20 minutes from Chicago on the expressway?
15
minutes.
It's about 15 minutes from Chicago. Most of the kids are black kids at this particular school. It is absolutely a segregated situation because you got the Hispanic community, that's a different school in Hammond, and then, of course, you got the white kids that go to a different school in Hammond. But Eggers is definitely the black school. It's the blackest of the schools. So,
yeah.
And they have a 2 out of 10 how good the school is supposed to be. They're 2 out of 10. So,
yeah. Wow.
You know.
And the reason I ask about the distance, because I want listeners, because I know we're about Chicago, and nothing can be contained in the confines of just the state lines or the city lines. And 15 minutes, so a lot of times we hear about, you know, WGN News, about Chicago is crazy. You got places in Oakland, California that got neighborhoods they call Chirac now. So imagine the spillover that's happening in your surrounding areas is going down, you know what I'm saying? And just to reiterate, I asked the race question because, again, had this been, you know what I'm saying, the white community, we very clear. I mean, you know what I'm saying, man, hey, like, hold on, this is a problem. This cannot happen. And, you know what I'm saying, and children, you know what I'm saying, talking about going through education. I mean, and we got to struggle not to, people say, well, it's bad everywhere. And we have to really struggle not to, you know, become to accept, you know, say the norm. Asana Shakur said, "Once in the dynamic about being oppressed, you have to struggle to distinguish what's normal and what's abnormal." And you know, what I'm saying, so again, how you see the view, you know, what I'm saying, I mean, like I said, I'm in my growing up, you know, we going out, you know, the fights out the school, 3 o'clock and so forth. But you can have a fight at school, and the word did not get back to the household. You don't seem to get back to the school. All of this is, you know, it's no escape room for it. It's no break from it. You know what I'm saying? You get back. It's posted on social media. You're hearing about it 24/7. You know what I'm saying? People have access. There's no privacy, no nothing. And it's the psychological impact that this has on adults. Like I said, they admit that in Egypt, that social engineering is the word they use. You know, so a lot of people word like social media. So social engineering. We are, a lot of kind of writing is on the wall. You hear about these radio shows. It's with the program. They're programming you. They trigger stuff in Egypt with adults. You can imagine what's happening with these children. We live in the Record Freedom on Radio, y'all. 929-477-2785. We got a viewer calling in from on Instagram. Kazam, what's going on? Can you hear us? Freedom on. Welcome. Freedom on. We hear you. We hear you. Hold on. Can y'all call us Instagram? Go ahead. Too long.
They might not kill me, Gummy Cali, but they're going to kill me coming back.
Yeah.
And of course, coming back to Cali, they kill me. And you know, on the side, see, they say, you want to go in the private room? And in my mind, I said, why the hell would I go in the private room? My room is full of people looking at me. Nah, do whatever you do right here.
Yeah. Yeah.
So from the time that we were in court, I went to do it.
Yeah.
Do you remember that?
Yeah.
They
crossed
the line, they took you,
they didn't
even know
we were
together.
Yeah. That day to this. Yeah.
That
time I traveled. Hey, we know what you like. Yes, indeed. What's going on? What's so much? Okay, good to see you. We can't wait to see you coming to the fourth. We come up to these schools and have some background noise on them. Can y'all mute the phone? Can y'all mute the phone? Let me talk.
There is no excuse. Come on. That's facade.
Let me talk. Let me get to answer these a few questions on the StreamYard. Go on, Max. Right on. Solidarity from the United Kingdom. Right on. Nancy, free them all. Free them all. Ross is Rob Ross online with us. Right on. Thanks. Free them all. Oakland, California. Free them all. Madam God, Magma. That's who's born and raised. Oakland, California. You can get back from Oakland, California. Now, the question. The question. Is these crafts and nothing online? You crafts and ask the donation. You know about. Let me say this: there are so many people unauthorized or bogus utilize the name of the chairman. Our name. You know what I'm saying? We in the process. How are you dealing with these kinds of things? You know what I'm saying? A lot of people, you know what I'm saying, be black when it's beneficial, play Panther when it's profitable, because it's comfortable. Know that it, to answer your question, the wrong to know that it's not sanctioned. You know what I'm saying? No. Because straight to the chase. No. We've been hearing about these exclusions. I've been really picking my moves about making sure I don't address each. Because, I mean, every day, all day, it's constant. I mean, a dime a dozen, different groups of individuals popping up, you know what I'm saying? And ideally, sometimes we let shit sit and see what flies the track. However, you know what I'm saying? The deal is, man, to answer your question, no. You know what I'm saying? And we want the people, and we want to heighten the conscience of people very clear to be able to pick out authenticity from counterfeit. And as far as these individuals say, you lied, not just our camera's name and donation, no, that's not sanctioned. No, we're in the process of dealing with it. I think we, but I'm talking just on the girls, on the community, on the people. Again, people in general. Right on for the update. Right on. Thank you. Right on. Bring it to our attention. We all see you get into the pop-up. Yes, sir, Pastor.
My daughter says she's on the line. She pressed 1 and she can't get in.
The comrade, can you check the number
for Tiffany, Germany?
I've checked the callers, screen the call. No one, some of the callers, nobody speaks when I go back, so I don't know who it is, Jimmy. But I'll try again to go through.
Okay. Okay. Can she hear us? Pastor, tell her, make sure she press 1.
Okay,
and also,
I'm gonna have my mic.
I get word also. The Scott sisters, which one of the Scott sisters? They just passed yesterday. Y'all know the case of Scott sisters that was locked up. Their word 2 days ago. One of the Scott sisters had passed yesterday. Definitely send our condolences. Cub and community condolences. Who do we have? Pastor, tell her. Press 1. Make sure she press 1.
Okay.
929-477-3785, and then press 1.
And Brother Chairman, I want to thank Brother Marcus, for chiming in, because, how likely was it that I call you and he calls you on the same day? So that was a divine providence. That was unlikely. He called you, and then I called you on that very same day.
Within 5 minutes.
Right, exactly.
Within 5 minutes. We say when an opportunity knocks at the door of the engine, clearly, the people's pain reflects. All of us are going to these conferences one way or another. They want to keep us separated and subjective. We got to make these connections. What's going down with our people? What's going down through our communities? Wherever we at? Call in Q.
Missionaries on the line.
You press 1, 929-477-3785, then press 1. Jamie Scott passed yesterday, okay? The mute button. Yeah.
Can you guys hear me?
We hear you now, sister. We hear you now, sister. We hear you now. Okay. I'm still on here. Okay. Because then I got to cut you off. I got to hit the mute button. Okay.
That's my daughter, I think.
Bring them on. That's your daughter. Okay, Tony. Okay, one second. All right, how you come out of this? I'm going to bring you back in a minute, because then. Okay, hold on. Hey, I'm going with this stuff. No. I'll do it later. Also, y'all remember Red Rome. Red Rome made his transition. He came on with a brother out of L.A., not only an artist, but a brother in the community, in the street. Came on radio before. Phenomenal cat. Long live Red Rome. Right on, co-host. Right on. Okay, Sister Tiffany, you online with us?
Yes.
Welcome to Freemall Radio. I want to bring you up to speed. I don't know how long you've been on with us. So you actually is tonight is actually your daughter, correct?
I'm sorry, I couldn't hear you. What did you say?
I said first of all, I want to welcome you. Welcome you to our radio program. I want to welcome you. And
that's my daughter.
I want to, that's your daughter, Pastor, right on. She's the ninth mother, right?
Exactly.
Yes.
Okay, so we Pastor, you know, so your father, he done brought us to the speed, gave us the background, what's going on. We want to, you know, see how we can be assisted, you know what I'm saying, getting his word out, you know what I'm saying, address this issue. One thing that kind of hits hard at home is that the administration, the principal, they had a meeting about, you know, said, but you weren't even invited to the meeting. You know, could you give us some more insight about that?
One of the parents actually reached out to me. They had given her my phone number, and it was through her that I discovered that they had a meeting. And at the meeting, apparently, she was told that I did not want to meet with them, when in fact that the day of the incident, which was a Wednesday of last week, Thursday and Friday, I was at the school each one of those days for a couple of hours each day, waiting on some type of parent or something just to see what was actually going on, what was going to take place. Even though the girls, two of the girls involved, they did get suspended on Wednesday, you know, I was still trying to wait to see what the parents wanted to do, because even though the girls got suspended, that's, you know, whatever, what is the root of the problem? We never got down to the root of the problem. What was the altercation for? Why? And as of today, I still don't know the why. And that's what I'm looking for. And I believe that if the parents were able to communicate face-to-face via Zoom with the girls and with the girls too, maybe we could have come to some type of resolution.
Yes.
But since that did not happen,
yes,
I'm going to have to do a resolution on my own. And, you know, hopefully once they receive it, a meeting with the parents, a formal meeting can take place, because even with the young ladies returning to school tomorrow or Friday, we still don't know the root of the problem. And that's why, outside of the fight now, I feel like this is becoming an administration issue, because it was not handled correctly on no end. You know, even one of the parents, she complained the fact that school let out at 2:30 and she didn't get a first call about her daughter being suspended until almost 3:00. They sent her home on the bus with a suspension in hand, when in all actuality, mom should have been on her way to the school that morning, as I was, to get her child. You know, so,
yeah.
I mean, it's a bunch of that. That, because that school is the school that my daughter has to attend because of the rezoning of the Hammond School this year, I mean, we can't even switch schools. You know, we don't even have that option,
yeah.
Either online learning or your child goes to this school, you know, and it's only two middle schools,
yeah,
actually in Hammond now because they closed down the other middle schools, and they closed down the schools, which actually 6th, 7th, and 8th graders were at some of the high schools. But when they stopped doing that program and made the high school, you know, close the high schools, you do have all these kids from different areas going to these schools, and we don't really have a choice, you know, of where we got to send our child to. But at any time that you send your child to school, you expect for them to be safe, and you expect for them to be taught something.
Yeah.
You know, so,
yeah.
And with the teachers quitting, I mean, my daughter was in an engineering, like an engineering program, but the teacher quit. So now she just goes to like an class. There's no teacher. You know, it's beyond the fight to me now in my head. It's administration. And what can we do to assist? Because I'm assuming that with this lack of administration issues, it has to have something to do with funding. And I'm not sure. I'm just
but
it has to do with funding. You know, so I don't know. But right now, my focus is now on the administration, because the whole incident from beginning to even as of today, 1 week later, it has not been handled correctly.
Let us offer this to you, Sister Tiffany. Let us offer this to you. We want to put forward a call. We unite with that position in regards to some sort of one. To get to the root of it, like what's going on. I mean, like you said, like. A lot of times we hear about, it's, you know, a lot of people think that this is with us, issuing the school children. They might just people say like kids, children to be children. They might be just joking with us. But it's a whole nother level of potential, possibility we're dealing with now. Aside from the social media aspect, this whole climate, the pandemic, we call it the pandemic. Well, you got, people impacted by that. And these children in particular who've been, they don't know if they're going to be in school. The next day they're coming out, they lock down, you know. And also, you know, we've seen, whether it be the schools, senior citizen homes or prisons, whatever, that we tend to get better results when we get the outside support. Because they be in their own little world, whether it be the guards in the prison, the teachers in the administration of the school, the staff at the senior citizen home. And they feel like they can operate in their own bubble. So whatever we can do to assist them, they can see them different area codes from 313s and 773s and 312s and 805, all the different 504s popping up, calling and saying, listen, this Zoom or what have you, something has happened. In fact, we dealing with people right now at Cook County Jail, where Long County Jail, they had demanded I be able to come up in there and see what's going on, the conditions inside there. And we was able to get a lot of people, released out of isolation and dressed in those horrid conditions. So, definitely want to put some outside pressure on them. So we got to have some sort of, conference, because, again, just people can move with impunity. They feel like, well, nobody know who I am. They don't know my name. Just even so, if you got to see each other's face on this Zoom, say, hold on. And that alone, some communication, we might be surprised on what that can nip in the bud with these children. I didn't have to deal with situations on these streets, where people get into it. I go out there getting together and say, hold on, that's you or whatever, So just to have some communication, we definitely want to put before this, we can call and say, listen, a Zoom or something has to happen with people, so we can see who the two of the players are, who we dealing with. Two, what's the use, as you just said, reiterate that. What's the root cause? Is it a football beef over a football game, or somebody don't like this color I wore? What's the issue here? Because we don't know if this company is going to be sit dormant for a minute and rise back up. Or we don't know if this is a mental health issue. We don't know what's going on. Sit phone fight or social media, but at least they acknowledge this. So we definitely want to get some phone numbers. So we can, encourage people to say, listen, we got to have that Zoom. We got to have that conference, That in fact, when up to any parent-teacher conference, a community administration conference, Because this dynamic, once it It's outside the school room, man. It's outside, just, you know, little James and, you know, or little Sheila and Lisa got into it. But this, like I said earlier, we grew up, we going to school, get into it. Our parents might not even know about, you know, saying the word, you know what I'm saying? But not, I mean, this impacts us for life. You know, you're on social media. You know what I'm saying? The narrative, all type of stuff. So it's a whole different dynamic we're dealing with now. You know what I'm saying? So the ante is being up. So that's not, I only suggest we do that. You know what I'm saying? 929-477-3785, then press 1 for those who wish to call in. So we I want to offer that to you. And we do that. You know what I'm saying? Whatever numbers you have or pastor have just to give us, we can call in. And, you know what I'm saying? Or if they still, you know what I mean, to keep us posted, we'll put the people out there. I mean, we go next, you know, or we it ain't gonna be like no big chaotic scene where everybody be on Zoom still. We can have a designated spokesperson, you know what I'm saying? See, this was happening, and that's what I suggest that we move forward on it.
I appreciate that. Now, we'll definitely keep informed on what the next steps that we're gonna have.
Right on. We live and direct, y'all. We live and direct on Freedom on Radio. You know what I'm saying? We talk, we travel, we moving. We just stopped through L.A. for a minute talking about the loss of Brother Red Rum, who came on here before. Y'all type of, man, phenomenal cat. You know, man, phenomenal cat. He broke down so much history. Was going, he gave us the root causes. You know what I'm saying? The Crimson Bloods, what's going down in the history, you know what I'm saying? His transition. We stopped in Houston, Texas for a minute. You know what I'm saying? Paid our condolences and transition to Bobo Smart, Father Robert Allen, a.k.a. Lena Razor, our co-host. Moved around, touched down with Willie D and Face, the Ghetto Boys yesterday. We moved around again, you know what I'm saying? Took a breather. Okay, we right back here. We talking about what's happening in Hammond, Indiana. For those who are not familiar with the Midwest area, we talking, you know what I'm saying? A lot of people just familiar with Gary. But Hammond, Indiana, check it out. We talking about 15, 20 minutes tops outside of Chicago. And you can, you know, you look at, a lot of times people think, they're going to say, you know, the 290, the crime and what's going on, the killings every day. You say, okay, as long as it's cool, as long as it's contained in Chicago. And as a former superintendent of Chicago Police, Eddie Johnson said to some tourists before, he said, whoa, do not worry. He said, let me be clear. There are two Chicagos. In fact, we said there's a Chicago and there's a Chirac. You know what I'm saying? And the deal is, it's not confined to just, they don't get to the borderline, the city limits. They say, okay, hold on. Don't carry that mindset over there. They don't say, wait a minute, don't do that in the schools. You know what I'm saying? This, you're talking about the social media dynamic aspects of it. And as Pastor Davis just has said, I mean, let's be very clear. You know, I mean, we are all clear. Had this been, you know, a young white girl, you know, in the white community, we very clear. Hey, we seen the repercussions. We seen what happened at Sandy Hook, Connecticut, when, you know, some white children being shot. You know, we seen the chief CEO, the former CEO of this country. You know what I'm saying? President Obama. We seen the tears in his eyes. You know what I'm saying? And we see the responses, or better yet, the lack of responses when it comes down to our people. You know what I'm saying? And even us, we start to become normal, immune to it. And we, you know what I'm saying, well, that's what happened. We got to struggle, y'all. Hey, as Marvin Gaye said, this ain't living, y'all. We live in the Wake Up Freedom on Radio, 929-477-3785. Press 1. What's happening to Hammond, Indiana? You know what I'm saying? What's going down December the 3rd, December the 1st? Benjamin, y'all feel free. Anybody else, y'all feel free to call in, tap in. We're going to need those updates in particular. Also, if you don't call in tonight, let us know next week what's going on. December 1st, we got a panel discussion going on about the Rainbow Coalition, being and out. December the 3rd, we're talking about the art exhibit, the art for the Hampton House. You know what I'm saying? We're talking about what's going to be going on. I think the Karen Center, I think that's where we're going to be at. We got more details coming in. So look for that flyer. How you can support. Then y'all know we're going for the big day, December the 4th. Excuse me, International Revolutionary Day. 12 o'clock, 2337, West Santa Fe, Hathaway, a.k.a. Monroe. Be there. I don't care how cold it is or how it is. Y'all know, hey, we're going to be, we on deck. We on deck. Call us. Y'all call us. Let us know. Y'all feel free again at 929 4 929-477-3785 and press 1. Again, that was an update from Nancy Lockhart and Jamie Scott, the Scott sisters, who were locked up. I forgot what year they were released. Jamie Scott had passed. Ross, you got the number. Come in cool in the building, free them all. Chicago Public Schools. Is that now, Nancy, is that the number for, that's the Chicago Public Schools? We're talking about, this, is that still over Hammond, Indiana? Hammond, Indiana. We're talking about Hammond, Indiana. Which is 20 minutes south outside of Chicago. Hammond, Indiana. Having the connection problems, dude.
Chairman, I'm on if you can hear me.
Oh, okay, co-host in the building, right on. Free them all.
Yeah, I had it on mute because I'm fighting through these 18-wheelers and everything trying to get back to the home post.
Oh, man, stay focused.
Yeah, I wanted to thank everybody who sent me condolences and you and Mama Akua, your extra support, and Sister Daphne. I just saw a text that she sent me. I didn't even see that. And Phil Marshall and Deputy Phil Marshall, everybody, and Secretary, everybody who sent their condolences to me. I really appreciate it, and I thank you all.
Thank you. Those who just tuned in again, that's Robin Allen, a.k.a. the Lady of Rage, our co-host. Her father, depending on what age range you are, some know, you know, Baby D from the Friday, Lady of Rage, her father, Bobo Smart, had passed. They had a funeral and a tribute. One sister said, what did the lady say? Not a celebration, some term that they use, they acknowledged him. And it was a send off. It was a good send off, you know.
Yeah.
Again, we say the people's pain reflects, and the deal is, and this, I know, and even with all the deaths we hear every day, we change social media, you know, somebody, you know, death.
Man.
We got to struggle not to become. I'm saying, I mean, this is the reality life, but it's also it's intensified now, and again, the people's pain reflects. You know what I'm saying? And we got to – we can't become cold. We can't become stored. We got to keep on struggling. And so somebody put on – there's a meme on Facebook of that I like. They say, whatever your best clothes or your shoes that you like that you're waiting for a special day, wear them now. Wear them now.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? Ain't no guarantee tomorrow. Wear them now. You know what I'm saying? And, you know, I know we got to be real strategic, you know, stay in the house, so on and so forth. But again, y'all, there are no guarantees tomorrow, man. Real talk. We got to distinguish living from existing. Real talk, dude. It was a great send-off. A great send-off for your park. Yeah, and again, continue Cub and community condolence. Continue.
Yes, sir. I appreciate it all. I'm going to go back on mute because I got to, like I said, I'm getting through this traffic and dark and all this stuff, so. But I'm riding with y'all.
Yep, so you're right. Right on. We ride, free them all. We live in that rip, y'all.
Yes, free them all.
Free them all, radio. Free them all. So we going to be, Sister Tiffany going to be keeping us posted in regards to this, what's happening in Hammond. You know what I'm saying? Whatever background research y'all need to do, y'all check it out. All the facts, what's up? Hey, we got to follow up, man. The car, I need the windshield wipers for the car. D, I need to get the windshield wipers, and I got to do some work on it, man. But we pulled it off, man. I got the Cubs are coming. I'm gonna give you a shout out on the paint, and that, you know what I'm saying. And we got a couple of pictures of the old school. We gotta get some more pictures for the weather break real bad, man. Real talk. Shout out to D, man. All the facts, man. And let us know your podcast is happening. You know what I'm saying. We need the support, man. Love you, bro. Real talk. Real talk. Love right back at you, man. Real talk. Who is that we got? Now, Free Mumia, that's right. Free Mumia Abu Jamal. Show you right. And free them all. There you go. Yeah. Okay, so Nancy's going to find it. Okay, again, that's Hammond. H-A-M-M-O-N-D. We're looking 15, 20 minutes tops outside Chicago area. Any more callers in queue?
Free them all, Brother Chairman. We have Brother Shabazz in Q. Free them all.
Free my welcome to Free My Radio. Alternate break, give me a cup of coffee real quick, but I'm gonna do a real quick move in 1 second. But go ahead, welcome to Free My Radio first. Welcome to Free My Radio.
Appreciate you, brother. I'll wait for you.
A little bit louder, brother.
I said, my bad. I'm gonna wait for you to go get your coffee real quick.
Oh man, okay, my man. Oh, welcome to Free My Radio. Man. Okay, we live and direct. Yes, indeed. Welcome to Free My Radio. Yes,
Appreciate you, Brother. Tuning back in with you. I was just listening to everything that was going on. Like, man, when I was just tuning in to y'all talking about the children situation, man, it just boils me back to how I try to raise my brothers and how I try to talk to them. You know, one of the things I tell them every day is I tell them, no matter what, y'all both be nice to each other, and y'all both tell me if somebody is being mean to y'all. No matter if that's my dad, my mom, my brothers, my sisters, I always tell my two youngest brothers, man, y'all come back to me. If anybody is being mean to y'all, I always tell them, you be nice to people whenever you can, whenever you have to, and as much as you want to, man. It sucks because, you know, that's something I was not taught. You know, my father could not teach me that. His father couldn't teach him that. And, you know, it's ancestral issues in the black community. And obviously, I always blame it on systemic racism. I always blame it on a white man. Because if my dad didn't have to go through the things that he went through as a southern black man in the Delta of Mississippi, the first black county, Mound Bayou, Indianola, Mississippi, if he didn't have to go through that, if he didn't have to have his dad put him through all the ancestral issues that he put him through, I, without a doubt, I don't think that, you know, I wouldn't be dealt so much trauma that I was dealt. You know, the physical, emotional, mental abuse my dad put me through, and he put all of us through. You know, if my dad was to hear this phone call, it'd be unfortunate, you know, that it probably wouldn't transpire the way it's supposed to, meaning that, you know, I don't think he would understand, you know, that it wasn't his fault, but it was. You know, I don't think my dad committed himself to doing what a lot of parents don't do, and that's just showing their children that, you know, it's about spreading love. Well, also, you know, I think it's also about teaching your children about the world. I think that one thing that we got to stop running away from is not teaching them about the world. We have to teach them about racism. We have to teach them about preparing. If you say hi to somebody, if you be nice to them, based on your race, they might want to kill you. They might want to hurt you. They might want to do something in response that you didn't expect, all because you were nice. And so, yeah, man, I just wanted to say that, like, damn, like, it's something I think about every day. The youth is so important. To hear everything that's going on, it's like, it's almost an expectation. You would expect this because just right here in Minnesota, where I'm at, right here in Minnesota, Minneapolis, Minnesota, Mankato, Minnesota, St. Paul, Minnesota, we have kids committing suicide because they're getting bullied in school. We have kids, you know, acting just like YouTube. I'm around so many kids that talk like YouTube, that act just like social media. They are not themselves. They are social media. There's this show on YouTube. I don't know if you know about it, Jeremy. It's called Diana and Roma. And I will tell you, Diana and Roma is something I see a lot of the kids around me act like.
It's called
Diana and Roma. And I believe the two kids, I believe they are like some kind of UK or something. I don't know. I forget specifically. But, I mean, all the children that I see watch this in my life, they talk like them. They act like them. They pout like them. They literally throw tantrums like them. And I'm so like,
I think
the documentary is so well. Huh?
Are they human? Are they drawn, like cartoons? Or, you know, what are they? Are they like? Actually, what are they?
Oh, yeah, they're actual kids.
Diane
they
and Rona.
They like...
Like yep. How old? Like, how old? Like, what was the age range?
I'd say right now they're about 8 and 9. They probably could just have turned 9 and 10. But, you know, they was doing it when they were, like, 6 years old. And it's... She's a YouTube star. Diana's a shout-out. Yep. They're originally from the Ukraine. I just got that thought in my head. Originally from Ukraine. But a shout-out YouTube star, and I mean the influence they have on people of color, obviously, kids of color, and any kid in general, it's mind-boggling. It's mind-boggling. And you know why? Because the parents just throw the kids the phone. They throw the kids the iPads, and they walk around, and they're just like it, you know. And that's something that, man, it's something that is really bad right now, Chairman. Social media is bad, and you have political candidates. Ugh, I hate even saying candidates because they're just pointless. They run their campaign on, oh, don't teach your kids critical race theory. Are we going to take back our rights as parents, and are we going to take back our rights to teach our kids what we want to teach them? Well, you're teaching them worse. If you're not teaching them critical race theory, you're letting them soak themselves into social media, which is a lie. Social media is a lie, and it's killing our kids. It's damaging our kids, and that's why our kids are being bullied at school, because at school, the kids bring back what they learn from social media, and they say, okay, if you're not like what I saw on social media, I don't want to be your friend. I don't like you, and I'm going to show you that. I'm going to show you that in a way that social media is teaching me to show you that, and we have a real problem with the kids in social media and then with the kids just not spreading love in general, and that starts with the parents.
You know, I gotta acknowledge too. And I said this before, like, you know, like, I'm not even, you know, even hip, and I try to, you know, keep my ear to the ground, you know what I'm saying, in regards to, like, you know, ever developing phenomenons or styles or, but man, this whole thing, it's moved so fast, you know, the social media, social engineering. I mean, we really have to get like a think tank, just to constantly, you know, keep us on this. I mean, to stay in the loop. I remember when I first got hit to Facebook, I was speaking to some youngsters, and I was talking. I mean, mentioned about MySpace, and they was laughing. They was like, man, he's still on MySpace, and I was like, man, you know, just to keep up with this, man, you know. And I want to encourage, I want to put this out there. If we have any, you know, let me know if y'all can still hear me, because I'm tired of the phone. I bet y'all lost y'all. Instagram, can you still hear me? Let me know if you can still hear me, Instagram. I'm gonna restart on the safe side, because I know sometimes this don't. I'm stay. Okay, y'all bear with me 1 sec. No. Okay, try again. Okay. Okay, 1 sec. Okay. Give me 1 second. Y'all tune back in with us. Catch us on Instagram. Come on back in with us. Give me 2 seconds. These people pop back in Instagram. Okay. Good to see you as well. Can y'all hear me? Okay. Can y'all hear me? Let me know. Kazan, can you hear me on Instagram?
Yeah, I can.
Well, Cole, you on the phone, right? You know on Instagram, right? You on Instagram?
Oh, you said yeah.
Who's
yeah.
Who's Okay, because y'all hear me? Okay, again. Let me say this. Let me. We need this echo. Really, I appreciate Bez. I appreciate you calling with this. We need, man, some of us, man, we could pull our youngsters, our nephews, our sons, our nieces, nephews, you know, whatever. Man, if they can, whatever, I mean, ideally a week, I mean, to jump in on a weekly show. I mean, I really want to get, bring us up to speed, keep us up to speed with this, and let's break the ice with them. Let them know this ain't no judgmental. We're not going to be beating them up. You know what I'm saying? They ain't going to, you know, be, you know, talk, you know what I'm saying? We're not trying to vary the time. We need to be constantly updated with this stuff. You know what I'm saying? Because, I mean, I'm going to check this out, this Diane and Rona on YouTube. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
This is a TV show, Law and Order, SVU, right? They had this episode. They had this episode where they had cracked this one pedophile, and they told the pedophile, "Listen, we'll work a deal with him if he gets some more pedophiles." They took him, and this one pedophile, and they showed him. I guess the background noise in the background. It's like a music fog. It's the background noise in the background. It was this pedophile. They made a deal with him. He went to show them how he had a conversation with a child, and from the naked eye, you would think he just told this child about some ice cream. But it was a whole coded conversation with a child. The child's parent was right there. And the child, it was like, don't send us to your parent. And what time to meet them, so on and so forth. And see, a lot of times we call it our egos or this subjectivity, or my child, or this. Listen, I mean, you acknowledge. Women can have a conversation with you. This ain't no subjective, but this is a reality. You know, so women can have a conversation with each other. You know what I'm saying? The men in the room, and vice versa. Oh, you know, certain communities can be right there and have a conversation. They study the algorithms, the study of our people, the truth, and we have people say, well, I don't want to know about that stuff. We cannot afford the luxury not to. You know what I'm saying? It's a whole, I mean, everything is political. You know what I'm saying? The words, the terms, the facts, yep. Everything. And you hear about, go ahead, brother. You were saying something, brother?
Oh, yeah. You're good. It's beyond political, and it's sad because, like I said, the parents, the older people, I don't think understand how serious the kids are being affected. The kids are being affected at an all-time rate. It's not even close. And, you know, you sit back, and you hear all these excuses, and like I said, you see the candidates run, and they say this and they say that. We need to normalize that. How can you call yourself a parent, a teacher, a professional, a professor, or whatever? We need to normalize. How can you call yourself that if you are not raising your kids appropriately? If you are not raising your kids to be respectful, mindful, and considerate of others at all times? Meaning, we know the circumstances where if you're violated or discrimination or racism arises, but do we also know that these children are being hindered at home because not only are they being taught the bad, but again, the social media, like you said, the algorithm. You know, I see Instagram funny as hell, Chairman. Watch this. I'm pretty sure you probably deal with this. Instagram, they let disgusting bots, fake bots talk about sex, this and this. They let them try to hack your account. They let them view your story, send you messages, but you can't post, "I'm a revolutionary."
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
You can't post attack racism, but sexual bots, people can try to hack your account, but when you talk about something like that, you can't talk about it.
We have the People's Ball. That's my birthday celebration, December 29th. We do it every year. It can't be December 29th, the People's Ball. We just had something recently, a Zoom. Was that the People's Ball? We just did something recently. Help me out, comrades. We just did something on the Zoom. And all type of the stuff that they came in there with, the hacks, my stomach turning right now thinking about it. You know what I'm saying? We adults. Man, I could imagine these children. We just did something recently. I came in what it was. It couldn't have been a People's Ball. I think it was a year ago, was it? Damn. But, man, I'm hearing you loud and clear.
Come on, Brother Chairman. I think it was for a movie, for a screening.
And man, they came in with let's keep going. My stomach turned up on everything I love. My stomach turning right now. So they can control. And as soon as we get talking about some political, some heavy stuff, the images, it's still in my mind right now. It's still in my mind. I'm an adult. Man, listen, what they doing our children, man, we really got to, hey, y'all, and all that stuff about, you know, they can't like control what you think. So listen, this is serious business. This is serious business. I'm talking about one thing, look at the damage that they done us with the movie.
Yep.
And you know what I'm saying? The TV show, the damage, how some of us feel, you know what I'm saying? How our definitions of beauty, how we try to talk, who we look up to, you know what I'm saying? How we try to dress, how damaged we are as adults.
Right.
You got that dynamic there. It's serious business, man. The movie, man, Troy and Candidate, they can send these children up to walk up in it, man. Your thoughts about this? What's your thoughts about, like, even now, in addition to what we're talking about, social media, in some cases, there might be an opening, a possibility for a balance. So you go outside and, you know, engage in some physical sports. Now with this climate, with some of the coronavirus, the pandemic, the only woman you see, the only man you see is these, you know what I'm saying, the children you see is these bots and these droids and these people on YouTube. And
mm-hmm.
Give us a little insight on that, your thoughts on that.
So, like, you're referring to, like, as far as the you're referring to the climate of the kids dealing with the COVID crisis and on top of
can't
the social
go
media as well.
Your only option is let me tell you about a war story. It's ironic I'm talking about this. I just talked to this brother yesterday. This is ironic. I'm gonna tell you about this. I just talked to this brother yesterday. It's a place called Centralia. We call it Clintrail. It's a prison, concentration camp, Southern Illinois. And this guy, this brother, I just talked to him. That's what it was. Right on, comrade. That's what it was. We was about 20 years being out. Man, this is crazy. We was having an event for acknowledging me being out 20 years. That's the event we was doing. We got doing these. I was about 20 years being out. this leeway right to, this goes right into my discussion, what I'm about to say. This one, we in Clantrae. And I remember this, they had an accident on Lakeshore Drive, which is, by the way, now known as Jean-Baptiste Point de Sable Drive, after Jean-Baptiste Point de Sable. And the lady was, you know, her clothes was off, but she, you could see, she a car accident. And I, you could see the man, and this is no attack on the brother, you know, he might be listening, I'm like, you know, that's not the point here. How he was looking, like, trying to, like, see her body, you know what I'm saying? I mean, and she was messed up in the car accident. And then they had an episode, might have been Soul Train, or something came on TV. He was literally, and this, he was literally looking up under the TV, like you could see up under her dress under the TV. This is the dynamic with this. This is, I'm not, this is no spite on him. This is at his sister. He was literally looking up under the TV to see like up under her dress. I'm so with a. This is an adult who this is an adult who, you know what I'm saying, who has had relations with before, you know what I'm saying, with women before. I'm talking about children now. To be to be in the climate, with this climate, what are some of the dynamics you get to see even with that? That's my question.
Man, you know, with this one, you know, it sucks, but it's the reality. I got to go back to the politicians because they enable this. They enable this idea that it's okay to talk to younger women, and they enable the fact that boys will be boys or whatever the hell that means. And they sit back and they do all this corrupt stuff with youth. They do all this behind the doors, trafficking, soliciting, whatever, you can name it. You know, modern-day slavery, we see that every day. And, you know, with that dynamic, when you have people who represent, quote-unquote, who represent you in your county, in your state, and you're at the federal level, at the governmental level, when you have people who represent you that enable that kind of stuff, it will be hard to stop that dynamic if you don't get them out. It will be hard to stop that dynamic if you don't get them out, because they're going to sit in there and keep doing the same things. And when, you know, oh, we got the conversation of, oh, man, well, are we going to talk about critical race theory? We're going to talk about our kids having to deal with the possibility of being assailed or of being affronted by somebody because of their physical attributes at a young age. And it's very interesting. It's very interesting that the dynamic is always folded back to race or something, because the people who are doing it are the ones who are being asked the questions. The people who are doing it are the ones who are sitting at home with their children, kissing their children, saying, I love you, saying this, saying that, but walking straight out the door to go do the same things that they just did with their children, but try to do it at the more, obviously, quote-unquote, illegal level, and do it at a level where it's obviously not seen. They're doing it behind closed doors, and they're getting away with it. So as far as that dynamic goes, I feel like it's going to be extremely hard if you allow these people to not only remain in office, but also allow these people to get off with it. You know, people went crazy, Chairman, when Bill Cosby got off, when he got pardoned. They went crazy. But let me remind you, our Supreme Court Justice, Brett Kavanaugh, is still a Supreme Court Justice. Thank you very much. He has had more allegations than I can count on my finger. He has been involved in sexual assault, sexual abuse, you can name it, right? They said shut it down. Stop talking about his stuff. Stop worrying about Brett Kavanaugh. And he's a Supreme Court Justice, I'll be damned. But since Bill Cosby is black, since Bill Cosby is wrong as well, as soon as Bill Cosby got pardoned, they made sure you knew. Oh, he did this. He's one of the worst people ever. He's a danger to women around the world. Well, God damn it. Gosh damn it. Excuse me. The dangers around the world sit at the highest level. They sit in the military. R.P. to Vanessa Grilling. R.P. to a sergeant, a female sergeant, who is not here with us anymore because of the male sergeant, the men sergeant, who took her out because of her sexual physical attributes. And it's sickening. It's sickening. And the dynamic won't change unless we get people out of these places that represent us. It's bad. Like I said, I quote this. I hope anybody can hear me. I hope I'm passed. At the highest level, y'all, we have Brett Kavanaugh, our Supreme Court Justice, who sits behind a desk enabling not only our Constitution, but also enable some of the worst things possible to the youth, and I know he does, and we know he does.
On that, I want to add this to you, that, you know, I would even, you know, go look. I mean, they not, I'm, like, what is one thing that the people have closed doors. This ain't even no behind the closed. Flip past some of this target. They coming to your, like, you know, they coming to your door, coming to you. It's not no front. You know what I'm saying, about the crime. Like I said, you listen to. I just got. I'm not just even limited to just even the amount of sexuality that's displayed. Point. I'm talking about even the straight up, you know, murder, kill, violence, all this. I'm talking about the children. It's some guy called himself Pastor Mike, a white dude named Pastor Mike or something. And it was interesting to hear him repeat some of these lyrics of these songs. He said, this cannot go on in any other community. And he said, I'm changing some of the words out of, you know, concern. I don't want to say the wrong thing. He said, you don't want to say the wrong thing. Like detail, step by step, where to get the gun from, how to go through the drive-by, who pull up on who, you know what I'm saying? And there was something here coming from his voice, because like I say, even from, like I tell people, I say, when the counterinsurgency or the when it comes from like faces or people that look like you, like I tell people, you know what I'm saying, when we talk about in the 1960s when the government tried to get different organizations to go to the Black Panther Party, this was not some white dudes and some suits and some mirrors, sunglasses, and briefcases. They were individuals that looked like us and talked like us, you know what I'm saying, that came to the community. When you hear some of these lyrics and details and stuff that's coming to these children, it doesn't sting as hard because you got the vernacular has maybe a slang or a jargon that you make it relate to. And sometimes you need to, when that white dude said them lyrics, I said, damn. I mean, it really detailed how to blow this dude head up on this corner, on this street, turn around. This is the details, you know? And it's no distinguishment between private and public, you know what I'm saying? It's a whole climate, you know? These elected, really selected officials. Everything from the record industry, you know what I'm saying? You couldn't sell this slop. You couldn't sell this slop to any other community. You know what I'm saying? And it's acknowledged, like I think Quantico, Virginia. I think the FBI headquarters. They did a study talking about like even the pitch, the vernacular, the voice, how it relates to Black people. I remember this once a Republican senator got his name. Maybe he's one of these. I forget, he got up on the Senate floor and he read Jay-Z's lyrics word for word. And people were like, damn. People were shocked because they think that it's some sort of, like, the Black community is dismissed or detached from politics. All this stuff, it clears. It clears. I mean, when they listen to the songs that come in our community, the videos, ain't no everything on the plantation. Master knows about them chitlins that we got, you know what I'm saying, the slop that we getting. You know, they know and we snuck some extra chitlins in. The master knows about this. They sanction it, you know what I'm saying? It's a given. You know, and even how it affects the mindset. I remember, I'm having memories about Centralia, Clan Treasure. They did a shakedown, the guards did a shakedown. They come through, tell the sale up, tell the cage up, take all your property. And I remember this one guy, he was always around the Clan Trayer was, they cut no corners about the race question. And it was this one Negro, he would always be around the white guards trying to, shuck and jive, say with the guards. And I remember them shaking the sales down. And I remember them going through the funeral. And thinking all his girly magazines, the pictures, all and they threw as you can keep this and threw all the black magazine girls back in their work. and took all the white magazines. And I, we was looking at him. You could see how he was like, man, why y'all taking that from me? And they was like, you we're not catching looking at this no more. They took all the white girls. And this is a magazine. They, man, you could see how heartbroken he was. And see these the images. I said, look at us doing self analysis as adults. How we get impacted. How we view beauty. You know what I'm saying? How we define intelligence, our vernacular. You know, I definitely got to check out this teacher. You talk about Diana Rome. I got to check out the, I can imagine. You know what I'm saying? But we really want to put on the I want to reiterate this again. We need to update. We need some youngsters. We just say, man, listen, let me, first of all, commend, I thank y'all. We thank the people for calling in, people for supporting Freedom on Radio, thank the people supporting StateHamptonHouse.org. But again, revolutionaries never satisfied. Like a big brother or a big sister program, need y'all to just say, I need some youngsters. And don't say, well, my niece is too young, my nephew, you'll be surprised. Get them to come on and sit on with us, y'all, and update it. That's why we try to keep our ear to the ground. You know, we're just saying these cats, you know, we're black youngsters, what they talking about. You know, so we need some youngsters to be on to update us, to get the come on with the show. Let's come on for a few minutes. You know what I'm saying? The words and turns. We gonna say again. We gotta stay relevant, y'all. See. We relate to the philosophical tune of dialect. Check this out, man. This comes to Promise Radio, y'all. We relate to the philosophical tune of dialectical materialism. A lot of people relate to metaphysicalism, so on, metaphysics, so on, so forth, and then this is the part. This is what we relate to. In other words, we come to conclusions, not based on, you know, saying, "Well, this is a good person. I hope this would happen." So on and so forth. We come to conclusions based on history and logic. You know what I'm saying? So, okay, what's the history of the petty bourgeoisie? Oh man, you know, man, dude, cool. No, what's the context? What's the exterior? What's the extenuating circumstance? What are the conditions? What's saying? What is, you know, what's, you know, so how have the petty bourgeoisie, how have they historically moved? You know what I'm saying? We relate to, you know what I'm saying,
yep.
Draw conclusions on, not just say, oh, that's my homie. You know what I'm saying? Say, no, what's their political line? What did Lenin say? We see things and define things how you view the state and how the state views you. That's the final line. You know what I'm saying? Also, in addition, we recognize things are ever developing. They are constantly being born, constantly dying, and disintegrating. Nothing stays exactly the same. How you say, like, how you say, we throw a dead skin on their hand, you know what I'm saying? You look at different dynamics, you say, okay, listen, that's 2 minutes ago. That happened. That's history. Respect it. However, recognize it for what it is. It's, you know what I'm saying? We've got to be ever developing. We got to, you know what I'm saying? We got to stay. You have to have a core of our beliefs. Capitalism has a core. It's consistent. Yep. There's a consistency about capitalism. However, it's ever developing. I got to bring this young brother on. Matter of fact, I'm going to hit him up. See if we get his son on here next week. This is a famous rapper. You know, I'm going to come and hit him up. His son was 12 years old. He put his son on the phone with me.
Mm-hmm.
It's a term they're using for capitalism. It's a term they're using. This young brother was breaking it down. It sounded so beautiful. I said, man, I hear what you're saying, look, brother. I hear what you're saying, but understand, this ain't no aid. This ain't capitalism first rodeo. You dig?
Yep.
It's a new term that they're using for it. And I say, that sounds good starting up from when you started from, young brother. But I said, that's the root of it. Kind of what Sister said earlier. That's some of the root of why these children get down. See, that, you start something, I mean, you start from a certain state. A lot of people come in from a subjective point of view. You go to the movie theater, you come with your popcorn, you sit down at the movie theater, and you see Jason and Freddie Krueger coming. You're like, man, that's the coolest way to do that already. And then people who've been, they look at you like, man, dude, a knockoff father. He a man, what you mean? Like, I mean, you coming in from a certain point in time. You subjective. You come through the door, you're like, man, this is all right situation. You know what I'm saying? I said, man, but the root of it. You come in, you say, oh, man, these children, they just do it. No, hold on, man. listen to the words they were saying with the certain thing. Why would they come in? They give it a whole background to the little sister. You ain't doing this. You ain't doing. How you done start saying, how you know what you're saying? All my personal business. How you know who I'm in a relationship with, not a relationship with? How, you know what I'm saying? How you know all this background? You know what I'm saying? Man, they got the whole social media. We got the root, again, right on. The root. In fact, we say the principal contradiction. We acknowledge the secondary. Like you know what I'm saying? Chicago, you know what I'm saying? They had a bus yesterday. Airplane. Two airplanes. Cartel. Tons of cocaine. We got some principal contradiction, y'all. Man, this has been a phenomenal episode, y'all. Hey, let me check one thing real quick. Give me 1 minute. Okay, free them all.
Free them all.
Free them all. Okay. Free them all. Okay. I think we down to the countdown. Give us any more updates.
Free them all,
brother. Free them all, comrade.
We have Brother Quabo on the line.
Oh, yes, indeed. Welcome. Free them all. Welcome to my radio.
Hey, Fremont, brother, I really ain't got to say much because y'all done talked about pretty much most of what we were going to share, too, bro. So, I mean, this that propaganda.
Man, we can't. Hey, this is Brother Quabo, y'all. Hey, man, let people know where you at, man. I mean, he's been on the battlefield with this. I'm glad you called in, bro. Man, real talk. Let us know where you at with the updates in the campaign. I mean, he's been battling the airwaves, I mean, nonstop. And, Quabo the Pratt, talk to me. It's also, y'all, nephew, Geronimo Chicago Pratt, Black Panther Party, Quabo the Pratt, I'm coming. He's been made nonstop on the airwaves. He, man, you turn on. I mentioned this white dude passed the mic, and I mentioned the white dude a lot of times. The white people said, the government said, it's a fact. People can acknowledge it. They can acknowledge it. Quabo, he'll break down. He'll give them their day-to-day basis. He was like, it was like, damn, that's what they saying. And you understand, man, you as an adult, how would it touch you, man? So, Charlie, you need to be lucky. These children, cannibalism. You know, I mean, real talk. Yeah, which it might be going down. Real talk.
Let's rewind the song. Well, you know, White Mike, you know, they call him White Mike, Pastor Mike. Yeah, you know, he had this YouTube, okay, man, that people should check out, dealing with why black murder is normalized, and he puts it on these radio stations. So, definitely. But, you know, when you talk about amazement, huh?
It's on YouTube?
Can you hear me?
It's on YouTube, the Pastor Mike video?
Yeah, yes, a TED Talk. He did a TED Talk.
What are you typing?
Why black murder is normalized.
Okay.
Yeah, we call him White Mike. But, you know, when you say the stuff that, like, shocks you, like the iHeart station, the No Heart station, we call it No Heart, they were playing this song by Spot 'em Got 'em called Beatbox, a straight-up song just about killing Africans and, you know, shot him in the back, knock his dreads off, you know. And then in this song, there was a line from DaBaby who got canceled for, you know, doing what he did. So Cole got canceled. But he was allowed on this song that they played on GCI to say, she do whatever I say. I piss in a cup and call it lemonade. Mm. They were playing that on WGCI. Mm.
This is before he got canceled.
Oh, this is before. He don't get canceled for that. He don't get canceled for disrespecting our women or calling for Africans to get shot. Ran down and shot, bragging about how his 2-year-old daughter is a G because she saw him kill her in by the age of 2. You know, he don't get canceled for that. Matter of fact, he gets NAACP Image Award nominations and Grammy nominations for making songs like that. You know, songs that say I'm a put 20K in your head and have your partners come kill you. So this stuff is so crazy, man. But, you know, you remember when we pushed this through to the FCC. And I just think about Jamal Cole. I know you got to go real quick, but Jamal Cole getting shot at on yesterday. And just listening to his interview, saying a lot of the things that are true in terms of why we have these crime problems and these social conditions, but says nothing about the blatant issue that tells you to spray blocks and to shoot and kill people where two-year-old babies can go to sleep at night and not wake up because they've been shot through in their home while they're sleeping by some fool who's been told it's cool to spray blocks. It's cool to spin your block twice and come back and look like the world end. And so you know, he didn't mention nothing about that. But that's the major blatant problem. Like, where's the issue we're dealing with?
Hold on, Quav. Who do you think got shot? You lost me for a minute. What happened? You lost me for a minute.
Jamal Cole. Jamal Cole, the brother that's running for activist that's running for Congress. He didn't get shot. They shot at him in Hyde Park. Yeah, not too long after they shot that and killed that student, that recent grad student out there yesterday. I think it was yesterday. And so, I mean, again, we're like y'all been saying, our children, our youth are programmed to off each other, to disrespect each other, like the brothers were talking about earlier. And when we have these fights in Hammond, these shootings in Hammond and in Gary and Louisiana and Chicago, all around the country. I mean, brothers, even at these HBCUs at their homecomings, there have been shootings all over the place. Fort Valley State, Grambling State University, shooting out in Maryland. I forgot maybe it was Morgan State. They're just shootings all over the place because, like you always say, they've been dropping these propaganda bombs on our children for so long. It's just what it is right now. And then you look at, you know, then you see what happened out there at the minstrel show in Houston, Texas, the violent pornographic minstrel show they was having in Houston, Texas. And one thing that's interesting about that, I don't think there was any Africans, people of recent African descent, who died in that. And that just shows you how these minstrel fests, they're minstrel fests because others go to watch us act a damn fool. So, yeah. Man, this piece is tough. And one of the things about Jamal Cole, because he mentioned calling in the feds. And so we contacted the FCC, not no federal government to come in here with no guns. We contacted the Federal Communications Commission to uphold their decency standards to put sanctions on these people and to take their license. Well, they just recently finally got back to us after almost a year about the station in Hammond, Power 92.3, and said they dismissed our case. They said that they said that their licensees are they trust that they will act in the best interest of their listeners. Now, in this case, the most of their listeners are young African children and youth. And so, like, today when I was monitoring that station, they played Molly Percocet, a song called Mask Off from No Future, followed by Back in Blood, I Ain't Got Nowhere to Go, I Done Shot Up Everywhere They Was. And that's in the best interest of our children. And so the feds are in cahoots with them. They're in cahoots with them.
We can't. Y'all start getting up in the morning and listen to some of this stuff in the morning. You know what I'm saying? I mean, try to, go past the beat. Listen, I mean, like, listen to it. You know what I'm saying? And I tell you, like, no, they're not saying that. No, you know, no. I mean, listen to some. That's some of the words. And, you know, man, I mean, he's like, damn. I mean, before 8 in the morning, hey, them cats, them youngsters got to go through some drive-bys, some, you know, a few rapes, murders, and man. The fact they were walking on 2 feet. The fact they walking on 2 feet by 9 in the morning, they came up.
And look, the CEO of McDonald's wanted a tweet talking about blaming the parents. Yet every time we hear this crap, this vile pornographic N bomb dropping kill African music. And right after that, there's a McDonald's commercial. So they financing that crap. He gonna send a text talking about blaming the parents. Man, later for that.
Real tough, man. Well, we commend you, man, Brother Carl, for holding the line. You know, man, and propaganda, man. You look at that. Go look at them students. They go to Waco, Texas, whatever. They play some music before they go and attack them. It's important. I mean, people say, man, Ivy Brothers responsible for a lot of babies. The music sets the mood. You know what I'm saying? Yep. Man, it sets the mood. You know what I'm saying? You go, say, okay, man, the tone of it, the beat of it, all of that. You know what I'm saying? I know, got a few speed tickets at the bass. Come on, you get that kick and pedal. They real talk. It sets the mood. It sets the mood. And, And the movie, they said the same for us. Man, Allison Cut, pick up your banger, man. Here you go, man. Straight up, you man. Propaganda bomb.
They know exactly what they're doing, man. Our last piece, bros. What we're doing right now is called. It's an ad campaign. We saying hashtag turn it off. Turn off any source of lyrics that call for the shooting and killing of black people and the degradation of black women. Hashtag turn it off. And it's a damn shame hashtag we got to come up with some hashtag about that.
Hashtag turn it off. Where you at on Facebook or social media, Brother Kwame?
Clear the Airways Project. And also we got a webpage, clearTheAirwaysProject.org.
Y'all check in with the work that Brother Kwame is doing. You know what I'm saying? I mean, he's been holding the line for quite some time, man. Real talk, y'all. Y'all make sure y'all be on deck. Okay, we just got recruiting featured artists. This Witness Elevation on Instagram. Currently recruiting featured artists that will be able to contribute original artwork for this event for the Chairman Fred Hampton and make everything political, including artwork. So make sure y'all eat. Make sure you call some people, Dr. Mass, y'all. Lonely elected Black Panther Party, protected, respected, never neglected. This is the Comrade Gavin. Take us out with something, y'all. Y'all keep your heads and eyes on the fist because it's a call. Free them all.
Free them all.
Free them all.
In a little tent, oh, and just like the river, I've been running ever since. It's been a long time coming, but I know a change gonna come. Oh, yes, it will. It's been too. But I know a change gon' come. Oh, yes it will. I go to the movie and I go downtown. Somebody keeps telling me don't hang around. It's been a long time coming, but I know a change gonna come. Oh, yes it will. Then I go to my brother and I say, brother, help me please. But he winds up knocking me back down on my knees. Oh, there have been times that I thought I couldn't last for long. But now I think I'm able to carry. But I know